Danny be with us Fridays right here in this slot. Now, I don't want it to sound like she's new. She's not new. Ole Miss Evie's been on this show I don't know how many times, countless times. Evie, when was the first year? If you were to estimate, when was the first year you were on the show or the first time you were on the show?
Oh, well, good morning, Bill. I'm excited to be here, first of all. I was thinking about that last night, and I'm not sure when the first time was on,
I'm
but
not
I
either.
Know I will. Well, the first time, yeah, I was on. I tell you what, I remember the day my granddaughter was born, and I will never forget it as long as I live because she's my only grandchild, and because I was on the Bill King show that morning. And so I was literally sitting in the hospital waiting for Emily Grace to be born, and she just turned 5. So, and I know I had been on before then. So that was 2017. So I'm thinking, you know, at least a year or so before that.
I was thinking that day that Hugh Freeze was DMing me during the show. That's what I was thinking.
Yes. How could we ever forget that? And now Hugh's back, baby.
Old Miss Evie with us. She's going to be in this slot on Fridays. Here's a question I've been holding back. I could have asked you prior, but I didn't because I wanted to save it for today. Lane Kiffin.
Okay.
Let's go to Lane. He's been at Ole Miss. He's very happy. Auburn comes. I have been saying prior, I don't think he leaves for the Auburn job. You said the same thing. We agreed on that. But there was a couple of days in there during this, quote, flirtation where it felt like he was gone. And you and I did talk about that. What happened? Did something change? Was there a moment? What went down?
Well, you know, it's so funny. A lot of people have wondered that. I mean, I still couldn't see him leaving simply because, and you have daughters, I just couldn't see him telling his senior in high school daughter who had just moved to live with him for her senior year, oh, hey, pack up, we're headed to the plane. You know, I'm being announced on Monday, halfway through your senior year. So that kept gnawing at me. But you're right. That week when John Sokoloff, a reporter for a local TV station around Mississippi, reported breaking news, you know, Lane Kiffin is going to be the coach. And so that there's a lot of people that think that there was something there that really, you know, maybe that got to Kiffin. You know, was that leaked to Sokoloff by John Cohen and the people at Auburn? Because John Cohen, having been the AD at Mississippi State, Sokoloff knew him. And actually, Sokoloff was the one who broke the news that Cohen was going to be leaving state to go to Auburn. So there were some people who kind of thought that's a little bit interesting. And perhaps Lane maybe, you know, didn't like that because you and I talked about it. He went hard after Sokoloff on the Twitters. So, you know, I think that Monday and Tuesday, there was folks were getting around Oxford were getting a little bit nervous. I still didn't think he was leaving, but by Wednesday, the night before the Egg Bowl, he did announce to his players in a team meeting over at the Inn at Ole Miss that he would be returning. So those couple of days, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's all sorts of speculation, and I really think maybe only Kiffin and Jimmy Sexton know, you know, what happened at the Inn. But the money was there at Auburn, you know, obviously the NIL, the facilities, you know, that everybody's gone on and on about. But I think Rebel fans are just really happy that they can say he chose Ole Miss.
I've had a few of those say to me it irritated them, Ole Miss fans, because they think it cost them a game or two down the stretch.
Yeah, I think that is the perception. Now, I you know, it's hard to know. I mean, Kiffin talks about a pro mindset and controlling what you can control and, you know, but again, at the end of the day, these are 18 to, you know, 21-year-old kids. So I will say at the Rebel Walk, we have three players, A.J. Finley, Micah Pettis, and Dayton Wade, signed to NIL agreements. And I talk pretty regularly with those kids. And while they absolutely heard what was going on, they did not seem to indicate that it, you know, it was distracting them in any way. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think you're right. I think that, down the stretch, I mean, you can't lose four of your final five and not have people wonder what's going on.
We are about to have, Evie, a stampede in the transfer portal. And players are already announcing they're transferring. They just can't officially be in the portal until we get to the 4th and the 5th on Sunday, Monday. The FCS players, who there's a lot of attractive players there too, are announcing, because they were allowed to do so a couple of Mondays ago. Is Ole Miss going to be typically under Lane Kiffin very aggressive?
I think that the Portal King is going to be back at work. I think this is the longest that Kiffin has been anywhere, 3 years as a head coach here. And I think that you may see a little bit of a shift because, you know, given his new contract, I don't anticipate that Ole Miss will go through this again next year of speculating and having to wonder where he's going. But I guess anything's possible. But I think you may see a little bit of a shift. Maybe not quite as portal heavy, maybe a few more high school recruits, but absolutely I think he's going to have to go after some defensive line help. I know he's looking at Braden Fiske, a grad transfer from Western Michigan, who I believe is also visiting Notre Dame. Big 6'5", 300-pound kid that's just supposed to be phenomenal. I think that he will definitely go hard in the portal. He's probably going to get, they need a big, explosive wide receiver. You know, we just didn't have that as much this year. I think he's going to look for that. There is some talk, I keep an eye out on Berrion Brown, Kentucky. I think he wanted to go to Ole Miss last year. There wasn't maybe the NIL money available at the time, but now Ole Miss has about a $10 million war chest right now. So, I might keep an eye on him. He's one I've heard rumors about. So I expect Kiffin to go hard to fill some areas of need there, but perhaps shift a little more if he's going to be at Ole Miss a little longer, maybe a little more towards high school players than he has in the past.
Payne Brown's from right here. Speed guy.
Yes.
Wide receiver and very explosive. Ole Miss Evie with us every Friday. Now, I say that. This is the first time. This is starting today, every Friday. Now, Ole Miss Evie, are you going to warn me if you're on vacation and stuff? Are you going to warn me, or how's this work? We haven't worked out these details yet.
I will absolutely warn you, and I will be here no matter what the locale. I mean, I was actually on a plane to Jackson last night, and I'm sitting there, and I swear, burning smell. Like I've had a cold, and I hadn't been able to smell much lately, but I could smell the burning, and I'm looking around wondering, what's wrong with all these people? Why don't they notice this? And so I asked the flight attendant, I'm that passenger, ma'am, do you smell anything burning? It smells like electrical wires burning. And she said, we're refueling right now, ma'am. And I just said, oh, okay, because I guess jet fuel hopefully smells like burning electrical wires. I don't know, but I made it safely, landed okay. And, I will be here no matter what, no matter where.
Chad in D.C., Washington, D.C., ask Evie if Lane is trying to position himself to be a candidate to replace Nick in T-Town.
Yes, I think that's a very, very, very good question. And my good friend Kevin Hagan, who I'm not going to say I'm taking over for, because I think he's irreplaceable, and happy birthday to Kevin, by the way, today. Kevin we've had many a conversation that, Kiffin knew if he took that Auburn job, there would be no chance in you know what that he would get the Alabama job, because Alabama's not taking him if he'd been at Auburn. So I think that there's, you know, there's a lot of talk about that. I know some Bama fans who would be thrilled to have him, and I know some who still aren't quite convinced. So, but absolutely, I think that that could be his plan.
So if Alabama calls, he's going to tell his daughter, we're packing up.
Yes, he is. You are headed to Tuscaloosa, T-Town, baby, because I think absolutely. And you know what? I mean, I think Ole Miss fans, I don't think any Ole Miss fan would begrudge Kiffin getting the Alabama job. I'm not so sure, and I think we've talked about this before, that I would want to be the person following Nick Saban. I think I would want to be the person following the person that followed Nick Saban more than I would want to just immediately follow him. But Lane, as Kiffin has, I mean, as Kevin has told me, you know, Lane is kind of in his own planet, you know, and he might be one of the few coaches that would have the moxie to follow Nick Saban and not be intimidated. But yes, and you know, his son, Lane's son, Knox, is going to be starting ninth grade at Oxford High School this coming fall. He's moving to Oxford also from California, and he is a quarterback and is, you know, going to be playing at Oxford High School, I'm sure, for that'll be a big reason for Kiffin to stay. So we'll see.
Evie, tell everybody how they can follow your content and all your information.
They can follow therebelwalk.com. I'll go to our website, and then they can follow us on Twitter at The Rebel Walk, and follow me at Ole Miss Evie. And I'm always excited to get new followers. And I'm just really super excited to be here and to get to be a regular. I was so nervous all morning. So there's just something different about it, and I sure appreciate it.
Evie, just to give you a little background, Evie's got two kids. And her daughter is a pharmacist, right, in Mississippi. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
And then her son is in med school in Texas.
Yes. My son's at Texas Tech in med school, fighting his way through his third year. And daughter's a pharmacist who played volleyball at Ole Miss.
And your son is not like Tommy Tuberville, who was begging to get out of Lubbock. He, like, in the middle of the night, he got out to go to Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's Mike Pine Box Lubbock, if he could.
Evie, we'll see you next week. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks so much.